Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, our day to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin as well for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Thursday morning, checking in with my co-host, Anne-Marie Wallace from Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
I'm great. You brought in a great crew with you today again.
I always bring in a great crew.
You always pack the house here in the studio.
Really, we do have lots of fun. I'm going to introduce them all later, but just know that the studio is full, and we've got a lot of great information that we're going to be sharing today.
Excellent. Excellent.
And that being said, a reminder to you all listening that right now we are Facebook Living this event. That means that if you go to facebook.com/Lutheran Senior Services, you can actually see what's happening right now in the studio. We've got Andrea Hinkle, who's our web and video specialist, and she's filming everything that's going on. So if you'd like to go.
Yeah, you never get to see Andrea.
You get to see her hand sometimes, but she stays behind the camera and does an awesome job at that. But make sure you go over and check that out, because then you can see what's going on. So we do want to say hi to all those who are watching right now. And also, we've got some people who are consistent watchers. So we want to say hi to Christy from St. Charles, Angie from Festus, Richard from South St. Louis County. And then we also have Diane from Lehigh Acres in Florida watching as well. So we want to say thank you guys for watching. And we're really excited to be here today, Andy.
Well, so glad to have you here and glad to have our friends from Merrimack Bluffs and Laclede Grove Senior Your living communities, part of LSS family, and I'm excited to hear their stories. What are we going to start with today?
So first, I want to introduce you all to Rita Vickery. Like I said, she oversees our marketing, our sales, and communications for Lutheran Senior Services. And today, Rita's going to talk to us a little bit about what a life plan community is. It's something that LSS is known for, but a lot of people have questions about that. What does that mean? How does that make it different from other senior living providers? And Rita has all the answers when it comes to this, so we're going to get her insight here. So Rita, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Anne-Marie. I'm so excited to be here. I always love talking about Lutheran Senior Services and our life plan communities. We have so much to offer. One of the things that I do want to say is that that term, life plan community, is fairly new. You may know us as a continuing care retirement community organization, CCRC. That's been the industry name for a very long time, many, many years. But in the last few years, the powers that be, people who were in the industry and really started realizing that perhaps it wasn't the best name. So there was a lot of effort that went into it on a national level, and now it is called life plan community. One of the things that I love the most about this new name is that the first word is life.
Excellent.
And Lutheran Senior Services' mission is older adults living life to the fullest. So I love that that word is really the first word that describes the kind of communities that we have. And when we think about life and what does that mean in our communities, I'm going to back up just a minute because I'm getting into life, but we really need to say that a life plan community has all levels of living in one community on one campus. And what that is independent living, assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and short-stay rehab. So that said, and setting that stage, that there are all these levels of living there, we can talk about what life means there. So when you move into one of our communities or into a life plan community, a big part of that are all those opportunities for living life to the fullest, for educational, physical opportunities, social, spiritual, all sorts of activities and things that can happen there and that are resident-driven as well. And residents really are helping each other have life really in abundance. So that really, in all levels of living, that is our intention. So that's really a big thing that we start out with life. Then when you think about plan, when you have all levels of living in one community, you're moving in at a level, but you might decide, or you're doing that because you're planning for the future. So for instance, if you move into independent living, you might start out because you want to get out from under the burden of home ownership and all of those things, and you're looking for that life, that abundance and that enrichment that you can get from all the things that are there, but you also know that you're planning for the future and that if your needs change, you have the access to that right there in that same community. So you're planning ahead. What's really great when somebody in independent living moves in, they're thinking, I'm making these decisions for myself. I'm not waiting until something happens. I'm not waiting until there's a crisis and someone else is making those decisions for me. So making that plan now mm-hmm. to move in and knowing that your future needs will be met is a great plan. And then the third word is community, and that's what we're all about, right? That sense of community and the things that we see where people move in and they have that sense of belonging, neighbors who become friends and care about them, and how often we hear residents say, we truly are a family here. So those three words with that new name, I think, really sums up what we do.
And before we even went on the air, I heard all of those things in our guest stories today. I heard about life, a plan, and a sense of community as our guests were sharing their stories. Oh, I know that person. We were good friends. We go way back. So there is, I certainly hear that sense of community.
So I think also is key is that, so like Rita said, LSS is a life plan community, but we know a lot of our listeners maybe live outside the Missouri and Illinois area, which is where Lutheran Senior Services is located. So when we talk about a life plan community, there could be one where you live out in Washington State or in Alabama or in Florida. But so the benefits that we're talking about today also apply to those communities as well. But obviously we are a little partial to Lutheran Senior Services as being an outstanding organization. So, Rita, I have a follow-up question for you because I hear this. I know you must hear this all the time. The senior living industry is growing so quickly, and we're actually seeing tons of buildings go up, but they tend to be kind of like standalone buildings. So, like, they just do assisted living. Can you talk about the difference between having moving into a building like that and a life plan community?
Sure. Got a microphone getting away from us here. I sure can, Anne-Marie. The big difference is what I mentioned before, having all levels of living in one community on one campus so that as your needs change, you have that assurance that your needs will be met right there. And if you're moving into a community that has one level of living, if your needs change, you're presented with that need to make a decision again later. What am I going to do? Where am I going to live? What happens now? So with a life plan community, people really feel that sense of peace of mind, knowing that they're going to be right here in the community as their needs change.
So while you're making a transition, there is a smoothness to that transition because it's still within the same community.
That's exactly right. And we have staff members who are very dedicated, who know you. They've known you working in independent living, and they're there and able to help counsel as your needs change and you need to move. So you've got that support network of people who really care about you and who are the experts and know what you may need and help you make those decisions.
Well, let's talk about who you brought with you today.
Oh, I'm so excited to introduce Arlene Sullivan, who lives at Merrimack Bluffs, one of our life plan communities, and Evelyn Detzel, who lives at Laclede Groves. And they have some great stories that will really illustrate the things that we've been talking about.
Well, it's so nice to meet you and a pleasure to have you in studio. Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Evelyn.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here this morning. I can't wait to hear about why you've chosen these communities and why it makes a difference for you. Well, let's talk about, let's start with Evelyn. Tell me a little bit about life you're at Laclede Groves community, correct?
Right.
Tell me a little bit about why you chose that community.
I guess I was ready because I wanted to get out from taking care of a home, being alone, and I chose coming to Laclede because it's in my neighborhood. I lived in Afton, so I was familiar with my surroundings there. Mm-hmm. I chose it because I knew, as Rita said, that I would have assisted living, memory care, nursing care right there on campus. I wouldn't have to move again. And one other thing that really is an advantage to that is now that I've lived there almost 4 years, if I do end up in one of those other places on campus, I'll have a lot of visitors because people will come to visit you right on the campus. They don't have to go away to a hospital somewhere to see you. You're right there. So that means a lot when my friends can come and visit too.
Have you found that to be the case with some of your friends where you have easy access to go visit them?
Yes, right. In fact, I have a friend right now who is in rehab, Reach, and with a knee replacement, and we go over every other day to visit her, and so it's very good.
Do you think that makes a difference in her recovery and her rehabilitation?
I would think so. She looks happy when we go to see her.
I would think that that makes a difference in you know, recovering from a surgery or an injury or something that that takes some time. Having that sense of community, that network of support.
And I also liked that it's faith-based community. And we have a chaplain on staff every day, so I like that too.
What does that mean to you, to have access to a chaplain?
Well, in the time of need, when we need somebody, I figure I can go right to his door and knock on the door, and he'll be there to help me.
Arlene, tell me about why you chose Merrimack Bluffs.
Well, for many of the same reasons that Evelyn chose, although our situation's a little different. My husband is still living, and as a couple, we made the decision to move to Merrimack Bluffs. We visited several others around, and this was the one that hit us, like, friendly. The care was there. We knew that someday down the road, we're going to need additional help and care. And so we're glad we made that decision, although, as I say, we had visited many others. And we like it's not continuum of care, it's
lifetime
community. And we said, oh, well, someday we're going to need that. Well, someday was here faster than we thought. And my husband was moved to a memory care unit about a year and a half ago. That transition was wonderful because we were right there, but it was also very difficult. I have to be honest, when you've lived with someone for so many years and now you're not together. But the beautiful thing about our community is that I just take an elevator down, walk a few steps, and I'm there to visit him. And I visit him every day. We have dinner together. Sometimes we go out together. So it's almost like being married as it was, except I don't have to bug him about what he's doing. Have you eating too much? Have you taken your medicine? I was the caregiver, not the wife. And because of our services there, the compassion of the staff, they take care of all of that. And I just kind of waltz in and have a little date. So I've been very pleased. We've been very pleased. Although I must say, when the move came, it was difficult. It was difficult to be separated from the person you love. You also felt like, well, gee, I guess I don't love him enough to take care of him, or some other kind of deficiency. Well, what happened was, after we got through the emotion of being apart, his health has improved, his physical body has improved, his mind has improved. He's still very interested in current news, and we won't talk about the election. but it's been a positive experience. And our staff there, all the way from Terry, our executive director, all the way down, they all know us. They say, well, how's Bill doing today? And how's the, you know, you are really in a community that cares about you. And that's very important when you're going through difficult times. And it is difficult to move, to be separated. But we aren't really. We just keep going on dates.
You mentioned that you're a wife and a caregiver. And at one point, his needs exceeded what you were able to provide as a caregiver.
Exactly.
And you had to make that difficult decision. It sounds like it was difficult. And I'm sure it's difficult for anyone when they have to make that decision.
Right.
But what you shared was the support that you have from your LSS community.
Yes.
Made that transition bearable. And even now, in retrospect.
Now it's a positive. And I would be remiss in not saying that it was difficult at first when you love someone and you want to be with them. And although we were newbie married, we'd only been married 30 years. So, you know. But it's been a very positive experience once we got over the hump and once I got over my guilt. And
was there someone to help you through some of the emotional challenges of making that?
Well, yes, we had a wonderful, wonderful chaplain who has just taken another role. And he was so good. Matter of fact, my husband had an emergency hospitalization a few years ago. And I'm sitting there waiting for the test to come back at midnight. And who walks in but Chaplain Weiss? You know, you just felt so loved and so comfortable and so blessed.
I love hearing that statement, Arlene, because I think that's so true. Not only at Merrimack Bluffs, but at Laclee Groves and in our other communities as well. You know, that faith-based does make us different than a lot of providers as well. And it's something that we hold really high in what we do here. And I'm sure, Rita, you would agree as well. I'm interested, though, to know from the both of you. So, yeah, I mean, Arlene, you've said you've been at Merrimack Bluffs for 8 years. Evelyn, you've been at Laclee Groves for 4. What would you say to the people out there listening who are maybe a little still hesitant about whether they should make the move? What would you say to them?
Oh, I'd say I love having housekeeping. I love getting my paper at the door every morning. The staff are very courteous and friendly to everyone. I like not having to cook. We have 3 venues that we can eat at Laclee Groves. What else do I like? Gee, I could go on and on with all these different things.
Do you get involved in the activities and opportunities that are in the community?
Well, yes, I do. I'm on the teams of shuffleboard and wee bowling. I play water volleyball, line dancing. I volunteer in the ice cream parlor, which we have at Laclee, and go on all the day trips that are of interest and restaurants that we visit.
I'm surprised that you found time to come and hang out with us today, Evelyn.
It sounds like your calendar is quite full.
To do today. I've already been to the prayer breakfast, which was this morning at Laclee, and I have this, and I have about 4 other things to do today. So, but it's living life to the fullest, and I love it.
Well, thanks for making time for us today.
You're welcome.
Arlene, are you involved in some of the activities in your community?
I'm sorry.
Are you involved in the activities, activities in your community?
Yes, I am. Shuffleboard, bridge. There's a lot of bridge.
If you
know,
yes,
bridge.
Yes.
That's
I
a good thing.
Bridge.
And I have cut back some of my activities so that I could spend more time with Bill.
Sure.
And that's okay because I went from wife to caregiver back to being a wife, and that's a positive. So yes, and the programs. I mean, yesterday they had the bagpipers, and today we're having a travelogue on Ireland. Last week we had a talk by Rocky Sickman, who was one of the Iran prisoners. Mm. And very interesting. And we have music programs. I mean, the variety.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite? What's your all-time favorite of activities?
Well, I guess I like playing bridge.
Yeah.
I like playing bridge because I hadn't played bridge for 35 years. And then I came here and found someone who gave me some lessons. And I do enjoy that very, very much. And I enjoy not having to cook.
That is probably a really big benefit. So, Rita, I want to ask you, I mean, we have Arlene in here. We've got these great stories from both of these wonderful women. I'm sure you hear very similar things all the time from other residents as well.
Oh, absolutely. I can think of one woman in particular who always stands out for me. A number of years ago, she moved into a community that I was working at, and we became really good friends. And she said to me one day, she said, you know, I've lived here a couple of years now, and I've really surprised myself. When I moved in, I thought I would spend my days in my apartment, and I would go down and have dinner with my friends from church. But since I've moved in, I volunteer in the general store. I write the resident newsletter for Independent Living. I founded a writing group with other residents. I'm on the library committee. I volunteer at the front desk. I play golf twice a week. I hike. And she said, I've always been more of a quiet person, introverted, and moving here has allowed me to bloom. And that has always resonated with me because I feel like it's such a great story that really reflects what life at one of our life plan communities really is like.
So she found an environment where she was very comfortable and
absolutely
just opened up even more.
Absolutely.
What would you like to cover next as we wrap up? Do you have any more questions for our guests? Because I could talk to them for a couple more hours.
I could as well. We were kind of chatting in the lobby even before we came in here. No, I just want to thank all of you so much for taking time to be here today, because we hear these questions all the time. And I just think it's such a great opportunity to hear straight from people who are living at a life plan community. What's it about? Because I do feel it's a really big decision. And Rita would agree with me that, you know, making a decision to move maybe from your own home into a life plan community, that's not a small one. And just to equip people with information, with kind of testimonies as to why it's a really great option, but probably, you know, something to consider as you move forward. And if people have more questions, our website, lssliving.org, which you are so good at mentioning all the time, Andy, we try and put a lot of resources out there for people so that we can help you in making that decision. And whether you choose a Lutheran Senior Services community or not, that information is available for everyone, because we do understand how big of a one it is.
I do have a very pressing question. Evelyn mentioned that she works in the ice cream shop. What's your specialty in the ice cream shop?
What is my specialty?
Your specialty.
Or what we sell the most
of. What do you serve the most of? What's the most requested when you're working?
I don't know. It varies. Everybody's got different. We have like about 10 or 11 flavors of ice cream that we serve. And we have root beer floats. And it's different every time I work in there.
I think we need to make a trip to the ice cream shop,
yes,
when Evelyn's working.
I'm open on Tuesdays and Fridays and Sundays from 2 to 3:30.
So I may or may not schedule my meetings at Le Cleve Rose around when the ice cream parlor is open. I may be known for doing that. But thank you, everyone, so much for being a part kind of our resident panel today. I really appreciate Rita for all your knowledge as well. And then I know, Andy, you always like to ask what's coming up next week, just so that listeners and viewers on Facebook Live can be aware as well. So we've also been getting a lot of questions from people who are regular listeners about not only what is it like to live at a senior living community, but what is it like to work there? So we're going to actually have on next week someone from our talent acquisition team. So they know all about what it's like to work at Lutheran Senior Services and what it's like to work in senior living in general. So we're going to be talking about that next week as well, which I'm really excited for.
Two weeks, from now, right?
2 weeks. I think that is, I believe, March 23rd.
All right. Very good. So we'll learn more about what it's like to work there. I know we have just a few seconds left. Arlene, you looked like you had something to add as we're wrapping up just a little bit.
I was going to tag, when is it a good time to move?
Uh-huh.
Move when you can. Move when you're still mobile, mm-hmm. If you're married and there's a couple, but don't wait till the other one passes. Do it now, and you'll think, why didn't I do this 2 years ago?
Great point. Now's the time to start taking that action. I think that's a great point that Evelyn made earlier as well, that don't wait until a decision has to be made, right, particularly by someone else, but now start thinking about and investigating, getting connected with LSS or another life plan community, and really start working on that now rather than waiting.
Put your name on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes there's a waiting list.
There's a waiting list.
I'm trying to get my name on the list.
I know, me too. I feel like I should have an in, right? We should have an in to be like moved on the list, right, Rita?
No. We can't be given preference like that.
I wanted all the amenities that Evelyn was mentioning earlier, like the cooking and the housekeeping and all those things. And yeah. Yeah.
That sounds great.
I'm ready for that.
Yes, sounds great.
They wouldn't mind having a 3-year-old in the community too, would they?
No, not at all.
No. He'd bring lots of joy there.
Having access to all of those services means you have that much more time to enjoy all of the amenities and the activities,
right,
so that you can enjoy what's going on. You're not worried about what you have to do.
Well, that wraps up our conversation with LSS for today. Join us 2 weeks from now. We learn more about what it's like to work at LSS. We'll talk with the talent acquisition staff as well. Learn more about LSS. LSSliving.org is the place to find out more. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
As always, Andy.
Thanks to all of our friends. Thanks, Arlene, Evelyn, and Rita today. Thanks so much for being here.
It's our pleasure.
Coming up in just a little bit, going green. Is it a biblical truth or a passing trend? We'll find out in just a little bit. We'll talk with Pastor Trevor Sutton on Worldwide KFUO.